I still remember the first time it happened. We were hanging out in my bedroom, pretending like either of us was interested in watching TV. But we both knew that by the end of the night, we'd be in bed together. And I was trying so hard not to give off the desperate vibe of someone who hasn't been laid in forever. But you were so smug, so knowing. You have that smile permanently attached to your face that says, I know I'm hot, and I know you want me, and I'm not going to be decent enough to pretend like I don't know it. That drives me crazy about you. I guess I just can't help but fall for cocky bastards who know how great their body is and what it does to me. And I finally made the first move because I knew that you weren't going to. You like it when women throw themselves at you. And so, after I had done the preliminary inching my hand towards yours, making excuses to touch you while I was finishing that story, letting my hand rest on your wrist, starting to trace circles on the inside of your arm with my fingertips, running my hand up your bicep, laying it on your collarbone, leaning in, asking if I could kiss you. And you looked at me and you said, you know, I'm not looking for anything serious. And I pulled you closer. And I said, perfect. And we kissed. And you took my shirt off. You undid my bra with one of those suave, single-handed motions that, God, always makes me weak at the knees. I'm not sure what it is about a guy who knows what he's doing. Maybe for some girls that would be a turn-off, but if you can get me out of my clothes effortlessly, I think that's so fucking hot. And you pulled back from my mouth as you fondled my tits. You pinched my nipples between your fingers. You grinned. And you said, I think I know what to do with these. And you almost literally dove down and started sucking, licking and nipping at me. Oh, and your intensity and your eagerness. I thought I was gonna die. And I held the back of your head and moaned and twisted my fingers in your hair. And when it got to be too much, I tried to push your head away. You grabbed my wrists. You kept going. And all the men I'd been with before you, you were different. I guess I have a type. Respectful, reserved, slightly unsure men. They tend to be nerdy and shy, and they let me take the lead. And you are rough, and your hands are calloused, and your muscles are so fucking hard under my fingertips, and you smell like dirt and car grease and cigarette smoke, and it's so fucking hot. And you know what you want, and it doesn't even cross your mind to hesitate when you take it. and you moved down. You undid my pants, and I slid them off. And you scooped me up. God. So ferociously, you just manhandled me into bed. It made me feel breathless. And you propped yourself up alongside me. You started rubbing my clit while you were still devouring my breasts. Fuck. It still gives me butterflies remembering the way that you sucked and licked at me. And I was soaking wet. And you made some smart-ass comment about it as you started to finger me. So smug. Jesus. You know the effect you have on women. And it's so hot that you know it. And you started stroking my G-spot, and I moaned. And you asked if I'd ever squirted before. And I shook my head, and I said no, and I said it's not easy for me to come in bed. Especially not with someone else. And you made the same promise to me that many men have made. Oh, baby, I'm so different. I'm gonna blow your mind. I'm gonna rock your world. I have magic fingers. And I just mentally shrugged. Told myself, well, maybe I'll have to fake it. If he turns out to be one of those guys who just won't give up because he's so determined that he's gonna be the one to change the way that I have sex and the way that I can come. But holy crap, you are not kidding. You have fucking magic fingers. And you blew my mind, and you rocked my world, and you wrung orgasm after orgasm out of me. I squirted for the first time, and the second time, and the third time, and the fourth, and I had no idea what was happening, and you were just smirking at me, so proud of yourself, so turned on by what you could do to my body, and I tried to push you away in between each one because I was sensitive and I thought I couldn't take anymore. And you just did that thing where you grabbed my wrists and you held them above my head. And you dove in and started kissing at my tits again and sucking on my nipples. And just, oh, kept doing that thing that you do with those hands, with those magic fingers. Oh, and afterwards, I was just babbling, just mumbling, and wondering what the fuck just happened. And you're so hyper, so ADHD, you're so you. I was trying to get you to lay with me and cuddle, and you just couldn't stop. Bouncing around, moving around the room, chatting flippantly with me, watched your naked body walk around. God, you have such a good ass. And such a great smile. And such an obnoxiously endearing sense of confidence. And you kissed my pussy and you told me. See, I told you. I told you I'd make you come. You were so fucking right. I really like remembering that time. The time that I squirted and the way that I felt. It was pretty amazing.